This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time, where God's always speaking. We know where He speaks. He speaks in His Word. That's where we're at here today and every day. We spend 15 minutes a day through the Word to see where the Lord's going to shine the light of truth on. Now, today, He's shining the light of truth in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, where Paul says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from Him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel," which is not another, "but there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." That's what we're looking at here today, another gospel. Remember, well, I don't know if you know it or not, I'll tell you. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. That's the equation. Faith plus nothing. In other words, you can't add anything to faith. Your faith alone in Jesus Christ, as it says in Ephesians 2 and 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works." You can't add anything to faith. Now, here at this church, they were trying to add circumcision. So, in other words, they're trying to keep the law to be right with God. Have you ever met anyone that does that, who has gone back to the Old Testament law in order to be right with God, or to feel closer to God, or feel that the law is still in effect over them? That's what this sermon is, and this entire series has been a look at what's required of you if you choose to go back to the law in order to be right with God. At the church, we're in chapter 5 here coming up this weekend, which you are invited to, Sunday morning at 10:30. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. That's Island Community Church. This weekend, we're looking at the walking in the flesh, or walking in the Spirit, and we're looking at the fruits of the Spirit this Sunday morning. Now, here in part two of this message, we're looking again at the first 9 verses in the first chapter of Galatians, and this is part two. This will air again on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, we'll pick it up here in Revelation chapter 14. Now, enjoy part two of this message, our very first message in the book of Galatians.
"Believe this and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and bow your knee to Him, acknowledge Him as Lord, and you will live eternally," eternal life. And he says, if you live and believe in Him, that is, if you are part of this blessed generation that'll be alive when He returns, that you will never die. What a promise that is. That there's one generation of all the ages you could live, going back from Adam to Confucius to Alexander the Great to Abraham Lincoln to George Washington to Martin Luther. There's only one generation that's going to be alive at the end of the age that's not ever going to die. And I believe that's you. The generation that'll never see death. If you live and believe in Him, you will never die. You know, God makes no mistakes. He's got you alive right now. It says in Acts chapter 17, God has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries for where we live. God's got you alive now for a reason. He's got you living where you live in this city right now, Sue, for a reason. He's got you here for a reason, right here in this city. When you get outside of that, it's like running against the wind. Believe me, it's a place you don't want to be, living outside where you're supposed to live. It's your choice. Now, John 5:28 says this, the hour is coming in the which that all that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life, those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. It's a resurrection you don't want to be a part of. This is the Christian faith. This is what sets you apart. When someone says, what makes you different than anybody else? And that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you die, it's not all over. That's not the end. That's just the beginning. To the churches of Galatia. Reads like a Christmas, like a tag on a Christmas present, doesn't it? To the churches from Paul. Verse 3, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, so that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of our God and Father. Standard greeting to give someone 2,000 years ago, which is shalom, Hebrew, and irene, which is Greek. That covered everyone. Verse 4, speaking of Christ, the text says this, who gave himself for our sins. The only way to be rescued is to have your sins atoned for. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The rest of the text gives the reason why. So that he might deliver us from this present evil world or evil age. Notice too, someone had to die. A price had to be paid for your sins. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, tells us God so loved the world that he, what? Gave. Right? People say, oh, God is love. Yeah, you're right, God is love. And what did he do because he loves? He gave. Someone had to die. That's also what God thinks about sin as well. When Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible tells us that God clothed them in animal skins, meaning some innocent bystander somewhere had to die. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God. That is, he gave himself for our sins for the purpose of delivering us from this evil world that we live in. Notice next in the verse, we see this was God's plan all along. It says, according to the will of God. According to the will of our God and Father. Did you know this was God's plan all along to do this? He planned all this. This didn't take him by surprise. He knew this. This was part of his plan from the beginning. This one verse here sums up everything we've looked at so far. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 says this, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. This is 1 Peter 1:18. Knowing you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by the tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. That one verse just covers everything we've looked at, doesn't it? Just like this last song we just sang, Jesus Christ was born to die. And he did it all because God loves you. That's the reason. All this, God did all this. Jesus indeed did all this because God the Father loves you. The Lord Jesus, God the Son, was obedient to the will of the Father. As he said, not my will, but yours be done. He died on the cross because God loves you. Romans 5 and 8, God demonstrates his own love towards you, and that while you were still a sinner, that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. This was God's plan all along. And now this is it for his greeting. He praises the triune God, and that's it. Here's this one verse, doxology, verse 5. It says, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Very different than Paul's other writings. Read his greeting to the Philippian church sometime. Even the Corinthians, as wrong as they were doing it, read his greeting to these people. And now with this church, have you ever talked to someone who had something to say to you and just started with a little small talk first and then they blasted you? Oh, yeah, how are you? Yeah, how is your wife doing? You know, I got something against you. That's pretty much the way this went down. One little greeting. Lift up the name of the Lord for a second, and then he starts right in with him with this, I marvel, he says. I marvel. You and I and the Lord too can marvel in a good way, and we can marvel in a bad way. Speaking of Christ, the Bible says he marveled at unexpected faith in people. When he said, it says, the Lord marveled and said, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Here, Paul marvels in a bad way. He said, I marvel. This is verse 6. We're in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Some Bibles say to another gospel. It's got the same word twice. Turning to another gospel, which is not another. Well, those are two different Greek words. The first is the word heteros, which means another of a different kind. The second is the word allos, means another of the same kind. It should be two different words. Again, I marvel you were turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. Now remember what I said in the introduction. The problem with the church at Galatia is that they were trying to add things to salvation by grace alone through faith alone. And this notion, as we're about to see, is going to upset him big time here. Adding anything to faith alone is a different gospel.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.